This is BookCareers.com Live, the podcast about careers in book publishing for people who are looking for a job, building a career, or who want to do their current job better. I'm your host, Suzanne Collier, the founder of BookCareers.com, and it's my job to solve career problems relating to the book world. Hello, and welcome to episode 56 of BookCareers.com Live. I get asked loads of questions all the time, and this episode is just a few of the job seeker questions I get. I am still finishing the book. I'm editing the chapter on CVs this week, which is 38 pages long. So until then, you'll have to make do with a periodic episode of questions and answers. Question number one. Is it worth doing a fixed-term internship at a company you don't want to work for long-term? Yes, it is. Not all internships lead to jobs. In fact, many are just internships with no opportunity for it ever to turn into a job. Some people may suggest that you shouldn't do an internship at a company you don't want to work for long-term. However, if you're holding out for a placement with your favourite publisher, you might be holding out for a very long time. So move around and use the internship as a learning opportunity. The fact you don't want to work for the publisher long term should not in any way stop you from putting in 100% into the internship and every task. You'll hopefully be learning the skills you want to take with you to a publisher you want to work for long term. Plus, as we all know, publishing is a small industry and you will want and need a good reference from the internship. A supplementary question I had about internships was, how do you turn an internship into a job? Now, you have to accept the reality that very often internships are just that, short-term placements. If you want the publisher to employ you in a different role afterwards, then do your best in the internship. Ask questions, stick to deadlines, produce high-quality work, and be a polite member of the team. And of course, turn up on time. Another question was somebody that was starting an internship but really wanted a job and wanted to know if they should stop looking for a job whilst you're interning. Now, no matter how long the placement is for or what promises have been made, do not stop your job search. I've seen this happen all too frequently. You get a fabulous internship for a few weeks. It is demanding. You're enjoying it. No one has said anything to you, but you're pretty sure that they like you and they think you're doing a good job. So you stop looking for a job elsewhere because you hope they will keep you on. The truth is, they will hardly ever keep you on. But by stopping your job search, you lose the momentum of how the internship can springboard you into a real job with another publisher. You can also miss some great opportunities. This doesn't mean you need to broadcast to the company you're interning with that you're looking for a job elsewhere because they aren't offering you a job. Be professional about it. Play your cards close to your chest, and if you need to take time off to go to a job interview whilst interning elsewhere, then be honest about this. And this brings us on to how long somebody should do work experience or an internship for. The length of time that you should do work experience for instead of is as little as possible, and you should not be working unpaid at all. Another question was, I've been told that getting training in proofreading will guarantee me a job. Is this true? The answer is no. Getting trained in proofreading is not any guarantee that you will find employment either salaried or freelance within book publishing. For most entry-level editorial jobs, they are mainly administrative. Proofreading may only be a small part of it, if at all. There is nothing to stop you getting trained yourself before you get a job, but there are no guarantees that it will make a difference to your employability. If you are considering getting yourself trained, then look at training courses run by the Publishing Training Centre or the Society for Editors and Proofreaders. Both run highly recommended courses which are widely recognised by book publishers. Another question. I've got an interview coming up. How can I prepare? The answer. Well, I think I've written 40 pages on interviews, and the best thing I can tell you here is to research the publisher. Of course, you should have done this before applying for the job, but now you're going to revisit your research and see things with a different eye. Look at the publisher's website. Is it user-friendly? Have you read their About Us and corporate pages? Is there a structured career resource section where you can meet the team? You might be able to see who will be interviewing you. Is the blog up to date? How quickly are the pages loading? What books are they promoting or giving prominence to? Who are their major authors? How do they categorise their books online? Is it easy to navigate and see the latest or best-selling titles? And how can you spot the genres or subject areas they are known for? Have you signed up for their newsletter? If so, ensure you've read through it. What information are they sending? How often? And think about some of the vocabulary they use. Does it make you want to buy the books they publish? Outside of their website, what social media platforms are the publisher using to communicate? Are they best on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, Pinterest, or something else? How often do they post? When? Are the posts are engaging or repetitive? And can you see if you can research any of their forthcoming books too? That should give you an awful lot of groundwork about the publisher that's interviewing you and would be a great start for any interview research. The next question was, do publishers accept career changes? The answer is you're never too old to transfer into publishing, although it is perceived as a young industry. If you were career changing into book publishing, you need to think about how you will market yourself in a flooded market against those who have years of experience. It is easier to move over from some different industries, such as other areas of the media or teaching, than it is from others. If you want some help with career changing, it's best to start with episode 23 of this podcast, which covers transferable skills. If you are looking for a job, we have our careers clinic coming up at the London Book Fair in March 2020, which is supported by the Publishers Association. It's scheduled for the last afternoon of the fair on the 12th of March, and we will have a room of recruiters from publishers and recruitment consultants waiting to talk for you. The full information will be released on the Book Careers website during the week of this podcast, so keep an eye out for how you can attend. And if you are a student, you should be able to get a free ticket for the London Book Fair by registering as a visitor on their website, stating you're a student and at which university you're studying. If you're a job seeker and can't get a ticket from your place of work or are unemployed or on a low income, please email us at online@bookcareers.com as we have a limited number of free tickets available. This episode has been extracted and edited from How to Job Search in Book Publishing by Suzanne Collier, which is due to be published in 2020 by Book Careers Publishing. Now it is your opportunity to join in the live discussion. You can find us across social media using the hashtag BookCareers or on Twitter at BookCareers or me personally, Suzanne Collier. or visit our own platform at bookcareers.com/live. Thank you for listening. May you all be doing a job you love and being paid the salary that you so richly deserve.